I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in at this time. Guy we love to talk to. Everybody in the country likes to talk to. Peter King, NBC Sports. Peter, good morning. How's everything?
Everything's going well. How about you?
Oh, there's hardly anything to talk about here in Pittsburgh involving the football.
Quiet.
Team.
Yeah, very quiet.
Antonio Brown, will he play another game as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
I mean, here's the way I look at it right now. I mean, it's certainly a question to be asked, and it's certainly a question that's up in the air right now. But I think the Steelers, who usually proceed cautiously in things like this, in times of, you know, I don't know what you'd call it, crisis, whatever, I think they're going to do the same thing here. I'd be very surprised if they... I remember sitting at the Super Bowl last year and hearing that the Chiefs were trading Alex Smith to Washington. It doesn't make any sense to go fast on this. I've heard that Antonio Brown does not want to be traded, and he wants to play in Pittsburgh, and he wants to try to win a Super Bowl there. I mean, he's got a funny way of showing it sometimes, but there's no rush. 9 weeks until the beginning of the league year. So there's no reason why they have to hurry and make a decision right now, which would be a decision made out of weakness and made out of vulnerability. And so if you ask me my gut feeling is that they'll listen to offers, and if they get a good one, they'll trade them. But I think that time is the Steelers' friend right now. And at some point, when emotions cool a little bit, when everybody cools off and simmers down, that Mike Tomlin has a meeting with him and decides whether there's a reason to go forward with him on the team.
Well, if he really wants to remain in Pittsburgh, Peter, is he prepared to do what's necessary, including...
That's a big question.
Yeah, including answering his head coach's phone calls and not having his agent do the work for him.
I totally agree with you. Last night I was on Deion Sanders' show, and Deion Sanders claimed on the show that Antonio Brown thought he had permission to not be at the facility, which was kind of odd. If you have a sore knee, wouldn't it be best if you get treatment at the facility? And, you know, what if you really do have an injury that requires treatment, why would you not be there with your team doing the things that you're supposed to do? So these are questions I can't answer right now, but I think he does. You're right. I think he has a funny way of showing that he really wants to be a Steeler long term.
Peter, are we above Mike Tomlin, above Ben Roethlisberger? Is this an Art II situation where he needs to bring him in and sit him down and tell him now's the time you have to listen?
Yes. Yes. I don't know that it's above Mike Tomlin, but I do think that, look, you know, this is just my feeling that this is a time when, and again, because the Steelers are really a private organization, one of the most private in the league, but this is a time where I think we all feel like Dan Rooney would have done something, I don't want to say cataclysmic or anything, but, you know, because he's not that kind of person. But Dan Rooney would have done something decisive in this case and basically either let it be known to Tomlin that that this stuff has to change, and it has to change right now. I think that's the one thing we've got. The, you know, there seems to be so much turmoil now around this team, and it's got to stop. And I think if Art Rooney needs to get involved, it strikes me that this is the time where he needs to get involved, and he needs to get involved in a major way.
Do the players, Antonio Brown included, well, let's say the problematic players, and Antonio Brown is one of them at this point, do they then not have the same reverence for Art that they had for his father?
I don't know that. I really don't. I don't know that. It'd be hard for anybody to have the same reverence from his players as Dan Rooney did. But I can't answer that. I've never asked a single person on the Steelers how they feel about Art, so I'd just be speculating.
Peter, Bryant McFadden came on yesterday and claimed that there's no one in the room, a player, that can command Antonio Brown's attention or respect to the point where they can sit him down and tell him this needs to change. Would you agree with that assertion?
Seems logical to me. He would know much better than I would. Guys who still have tentacles in the organization to tell him the real thing would know that better. He and Ryan Clark. I would not. I wouldn't know, but that certainly does seem that way to me. I mean, what is telling, if the reports are true, if Marquise Pouncey and Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin are not getting him to respond to phone calls, that's worrisome. Or to text messages, that's worrisome. And that is the kind of stuff, at least in my opinion. If it can't change, then there's got to be a divorce. I think what has to happen is there has to be a moment where either with Mike Tomlin or with Art Rooney or with both, Antonio Brown has to look them in the eyes and say, listen, this can be fixed, and I'm going to work on this. And I also think that Ben Roethlisberger has to be involved, because what you keep hearing over and over again is that Ben Roethlisberger is also at the center of some of these disputes, and that despite what people might say to the cameras, they don't like it when Antonio Brown doesn't like it when Roethlisberger says that he didn't run a good route. And look, Antonio Brown is not a crisp, the most disciplined or crisp route runner. You know, everybody knows that. But and that's one of the reasons why, in my opinion, if I were him, I'd want to work this out and stay. You know, how do you know what happens if he gets traded to the New York Jets, if he becomes this generation's Santonio Holmes, if he gets traded to the Jets and he's got a frustrating first 8 weeks with Sam Darnold and they can't totally get on the same page? I mean, he's an incendiary device. And so how does he even know that that's going to work? At the very least, Ben Roethlisberger knows Antonio Brown. How he plays. He knows where to put the ball for him, all those things. Would that take a while, a year, however long, for somebody to get chemistry, for Antonio Brown to get chemistry with somebody? All those things are the things that would go through my mind if I were him and I were trying to think about what I wanted my future to be.
Last thing for you, got about 30 seconds left. With Peter King. Peter, do you feel as if taking him off of your all-pro vote, all-pro ballot, is getting too much publicity? Did you just do it because you feel like you have to represent yourself off the field the same way?
No, I mean, my whole time since I've been a Hall of Fame voter, since I've been any voter, I write a long column on Monday, and I usually explain why I do certain things. And that's all I did. And, you know, a lot of people took exception to it. But I'm probably not going to change the way I do things. I'm 61 years old. I've been doing them the same way for quite some time. And I will vote for Antonio Brown again at some point in the future. I'm sure that I will. He's a great football player. But I don't think when you don't show up for practices the week of a playoff implication game that you deserve to be on an all-pro team, period. That's not negotiable as far as I'm concerned.
Peter, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it, and we'll chat again soon.
All the best, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter. You as well.
Great stuff.
Really
we knew it would be. Great stuff from Peter King, as always. We got to talk about some of what he said.
Yeah.
I think some of the stuff is really interesting about now it's moved up the chain. Like this, there has to be. And Peter King is one of those guys that's still a holdout and a believer that this can get all fixed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.